am so excited. You know, in my job, I get honors, okay? The honors are I get to talk to some of the coolest people in the world. And today is one of those days. We have with us on the line a local hero, 99 years young today, retired United States Marine Corps Major Red James. His daughter, Vicky Van Growski, is also on the line with us. Major James, Major Red, and Vicky, are you guys there?
Yes, I am. I'm Diane, the daughter.
What did I say, Vicky? I'm sorry, Diane. I was trying to write things real fast. I have Diane. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Red, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Can I just be the one to say happy birthday, 99 years young?
Arigato.
Love it.
Thank you in Japanese.
Absolutely. Well, you are truly a local success story in my mind, because you didn't grow up here, though. You're from where? West Virginia?
Virginia.
I love it. But you came to Pensacola in 1943, is that right?
Yes.
And so you So you trained at NES Pensacola, and then, this is amazing, in 1943, when the war was raging, you went over to Whiting Field, right?
Yes. Yes.
And did you, so you trained there, and that's where you got your wings?
Yes, again, in Whiting Field.
First class to get the wings in 1943.
That is amazing. You were the first class at Whiting Field in 1943. And you were in the Marines, and then you wound up flying in World War II. What did you fly?
Corsairs.
And you were flying in the Okinawa and Japan theater, is that right?
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, as fast as you can.
He got shot down twice, but that was in Korea.
Oh, my goodness.
And he did not want to bail out of the airplane because he loved those Corsairs. So he managed to land the airplanes instead of bailing out and ditching them into the water.
Wow.
So he got a Purple Heart and two DFCs.
And so you were flying both at the very end of World War II, but you also flew in Korea. You were flying off of carriers, right?
Yes, yeah. But doing straight.
And the Bataan,
yes.
What was it like flying off? I mean, this was the very early days, not quite the earliest, but a fairly early days for naval aviation as a Marine pilot. What was it like flying off of carriers back then?
Well, I thought that was fantastic because you can't miss it.
Miss it, you're gone.
Right, it's kind of a narrow target. And
yeah.
And is this right that after World War II, you eventually came back to Whiting where you were a flight instructor?
That's true.
And what was it like training the young pilots at Whiting back then?
Well, I think it's much better. We did a good job as we could at Whiting Field.
Oh, man. And then so World War II, and then you were back. But then when Korea started, you went back to flying regular duty for missions over Korea, right?
Yes.
And
in the Corsair.
In the Corsair again. Okay.
Yes, that's all he flew in his 14 years in the service was the Corsair.
And there was one event that I was reading about, which you got decorated for, where it was a rescue mission, right?
Yes. That's when he got one of the DFCs.
The Distinguished Flying Cross, which you've had two of those, which is amazing.
Yes.
And in that engagement, you were basically flying what I would think of as cover fire. You were trying to draw the enemy away from the downed pilot that you were rescuing. Is that right?
That's true, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We had 101.
101 missions he flew in Korea, and he was only supposed to fly 100 and then go home. But he sneaked in an extra one. And my mom was not happy because when he left to go to Korea, she said, "Don't you take any chances." And so she wasn't happy when he snuck in an extra mission off the carrier.
So the extra mission was the rescue mission that he got his second cross for?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you eventually come back and you settle in Milton and you have a family and... I mean, I don't even know where to start. I just want to know your life. I want to know what it was like watching Milton develop over these years.
Well, that's exactly what it was, and he helped develop Milton because he probably built over 400 homes and businesses here, donated properties, built our church. He was president of the Chamber of Commerce, Man of the Year twice, president of the Navy League, and president of the Lions Club, Knights of Columbus, Grand Knight. I mean, he helped develop this community for sure.
And you were you mentioned it, but the Chamber of Commerce, Man of the Year, two different times. What do those honors mean to you, Red?
Well, as fast as we can, because we believe try to do the game we can, do this good job.
Oh, man. It's an amazing life. And by the way, one of the things that's happening today is we're celebrating your 99th birthday. But, Diane, there's going to be a parade of sorts near the house. Is that right?
Yes, we're going to be sitting in the driveway from 10 to 12 and from 4 to 6 today in Tanglewood in Milton, Tanglewood East.
So Tanglewood East in Milton, if you want to drive by today, you can go visit him. And just a living legend at 99 years old. That's amazing. What do you remember growing up in this environment with this military historian for a dad, Diane?
Well, I was young when we moved here, and I remember thinking when I saw airplanes flying overhead, I thought the Germans were coming because that's all I ever heard, you know, about the war. When I saw an airplane, I thought they were the Germans, so I was scared until I found out the truth. And so that was my ignorance when I was quite young, like five, six.
Everybody's got their ideas, right?
Yeah, just... right.
Well, I'll just be honest. I didn't know your story. Romy White from the South Santa Rosa News got a hold of me yesterday and say, Andrew, you got to talk to these guys. And I am so glad she did because just giving me a chance to talk to you, giving me a chance to bring awareness of your life, of your legacy, and as one of the few still with us from World War II and from Korea and the first graduating class at Whiting. I mean, just all of it. It's amazing to me.
Yes.
United States Marine Corps major, now retired, Red James and his daughter, Diane Van Growski. Both of you, thank you so much. And again, Red, thank you so much for what you did to serve our country. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Congratulations and happy birthday, sir.
Very good. Happy day.
She has one small poem with a punchline, and it goes like this. The Corsair, she is a powerful gal. She has 2,000 horses under her cowl. She can take you into the blue, but if you don't watch out...
she will kill you.
Love it. Oh, my God. What an honor. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much for the time this morning. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.